Jonathan, final hour. Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. I was just visiting with Christian. He's in the other room getting ready for the show.
Is he ready?
He said the same thing I did. Where, what's that? You know, you're kind of ready to go back to work after
sure.
a little time off.
Nothing better.
Nothing better.
Nothing better.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, no, I was ready. Other than
Rossi,
the commute,
please.
I did not miss the morning commute while I was off.
See, negative Rossi, I feel like, has taken over 2019 already.
It's sad. It's
been a bit of a problem.
You know, it's ever since we found out that company-wide, they have a Greenie Award.
Yeah, for the most green
the
person.
Most environmentally, yeah.
Which I would have to admit, Jason Rossi is.
Frankly, he should have won this in a landslide.
He should have won the award.
He apparently did not win the award.
And now he's bitter.
He's been bitter, Rossi, today.
I was all upset about it.
I almost threw a cup in the trash because of it.
No.
I mean,
you would have taken it out.
He single-handedly, when he came on board here,
yeah.
started going around collecting everybody's papers and yeah. recycling them himself because we yeah. didn't have recycling in the other building. He was doing
it all by
himself.
The guy really was something else.
And
he
found out today that he did not win the Greenie Award
no.
from the company. And
didn't even finish in the top 10.
In fact, we're fairly certain he wasn't nominated.
No, he wasn't.
Which is probably our fault. I didn't even know
there
was a thing.
People
I don't know.
That?
I didn't even
I'm
know there was.
I'm very upset about this. You know, no incentives to this job. I was thinking at least you guys would stick up for my green thumb.
I did not know that there was an award for this.
I think the best recyclers out there kind of do it quietly. You know, you don't need to get
I always have been
about.
Quiet till now.
There you go. Well, now you want an award. Now you want recognition.
All of us, well, listen, if you do it.
That's
you do
like
it
the Michael Scott thing. They're like, they say that it was donated anonymously by Michael Scott.
I think that if Rossi had won the Greenie Award, he would have preferred that the award be a paper trophy, which he
yes.
then would have recycled.
He would have just put it right in the recycling bin and said,
which would have been, you know, a couple of good Instagram photos.
Yes.
One good selfie, and we put that thing right back into the recycling
yes.
scenario.
So it has
a
been
digital certificate probably would have been for the best.
No. You can't take a selfie with that. Don't get as many likes.
Screenshot.
Yeah, it doesn't look as
all
good.
Right.
You need to get the face in there,
It's been bitter Rossi today since he found out.
He is. He's bitter.
Because we got this email, this company-wide email about the winner of the Greenie Award.
Who
he did not
award?
Congratulate.
You know what's worse?
Who won the prize?
There was one for almost like six different cities.
Who won the Boston region?
Didn't even have one.
Oh, that's because
what?
We don't have recycle bins in the building until the new building.
That's what I did. I was the I'm
you
a
were,
human
you're
recycle
a human
bin.
Recycle bin. I don't know if you want that to be your...
I've been called worse.
Okay.
All right, so Rossi mentioned a few minutes ago that Bill Belichick held an abbreviated press
briefing
today.
We're going to hear him again.
That's bye week.
Yeah.
What do we care? We're not even playing this week. But he did have one comment that he made, which I found interesting, given, you know, one of the bowl games that I watched last night.
Urban Meyer probably coached his last game last night. I don't know if you have any relationship with him, and can you speak to the respect that you have as fellow coaches?
Yeah, go back a long way with Urban. Talked to him multiple times every season. Great respect and appreciation for what he's done, the national championships, the programs that he's built. All the way back,
Even after Aaron Hernandez, do you still?
Yeah, or, you know, the most recent stuff. Like, what do you talk to him about? Does he disclose anything?
Probably not
certain things.
But we know that he has a relationship with Meyer, a relationship with Nick
Good
Saban.
Good respect for Urban Meyer.
Kirk Ferentz. I mean, there are some guys.
Yeah,
but
Kirk Ferentz is fine. Urban Meyer's a little bit different.
Well,
Urban Meyer's awful. He's awful. And Belichick's good friends with him. That reminds you of right after Adrian Peterson and Ray Rice got suspended, and Belichick was saying, I have tremendous respect for Adrian Peterson and Ray Rice. And you're like, ugh, the timing of that was not strong.
All right, so we were just talking about Antonio Brown and the distraction that he can be.
Yes,
and the fact that
great player.
He basically, you know, went AWOL for 3 days. Had his agent call Sunday morning and say, hey, he's good to go.
Took a couple personal days.
Yeah,
that's what he did.
So he's disappeared, but he is ready to break his silence.
Oh, good.
Yo, so I'm sitting here with my boy. I'm about to go ahead. I'm going to get the exclusive. Y'all stay tuned. We listening to what we listening to right now.
Stay tuned. We about to do this big interview.
We going to drop the exclusive. I got it first right here with my boy. Get ready.
That's CNN.
So that's James Harrison on his Instagram feed.
And then Christopher Price showed up and rubbed lotion all over his back. No, it happened. You got to keep playing it there.
So James Harrison on his Instagram.
Former Patriot great.
Antonio Brown is standing behind him.
What on earth?
And apparently the exclusive interview with Antonio Brown is about to happen on James Harrison's Instagram feed.
The James Harrison Action by the way, News Network.
Who doesn't exactly like Mike Tomlin very much.
I don't think he does.
No, though. Not so much.
No, I don't think he's a huge fan. So he's going to get the exclusive with Antonio Brown?
Apparently he is.
So was that just a preview for what's to come?
He said we're about to.
Oh, so they're doing it right. So are they not doing it live then? Because we know Antonio Brown, king of the Facebook Live. But apparently he's giving James Harrison this big exclusive.
Exclusive, says James Harrison.
Does Mike Tomlin watch this thing live, or does he wait for people to tell him about it?
He'll wait.
Yeah. They might be like, you know what, Mike, don't watch that. That is a chance to get a little out of hand.
It probably will.
I'm also looking forward to it, very much so. Did they announce when they're going to do this?
I think we're monitoring now. It should be happening any moment, I'm guessing.
All right.
So we've been keeping an eye on it because Antonio's there at the house.
But I'm saying when it's posted so we can dive into it.
I'm guessing it's going to happen here in the next few minutes. At which point Antonio Brown, Pro Football Talk, tweeted out, coming soon in Pittsburgh, shirtless driveway sit-ups and front lawn next question press conferences.
Ooh.
I mean, it's the next step.
That was Rosenhaus also.
Yeah, was his guy.
Rosenhaus is there. Antonio Brown has put together a Hall of Fame career.
Yes, absolutely.
He really has, hasn't he? I mean, he is. And I know the numbers are crazy. Wide receiver numbers. I think the Hall of Fame voters are going to have a difficult time trying to figure out, you know, which ones are real, which ones aren't, and everything else. But he's a four-time first-team All-Pro. Seven Pro Bowls, if you want to look at that. I don't think he'll be All-Pro this year, but he's probably going to be at least in the mix. I mean, he's had an unbelievable career. He is 30 years old. I wonder how many more elite seasons he has left in him. But do you think he plays in Pittsburgh next year?
No. No, I do not.
So they could lose he and Le'Veon Bell, and then they have Roethlisberger and Tomlin still there.
But Mike Tomlin's back. Good news, everybody.
They'll be terrible. They'll be terrible next year, which will be great.
I remember vividly near the end of his tenure here doing one of those Bill Parcells Monday things. And I remember the quote because it just stuck in my head where he said, Dale, I'm getting too old to coach jerks.
Well, like Belichick has sort of said a similar thing.
He didn't want problem people around him. He didn't want the drama. He didn't want the issues. And Belichick has kind
of... Didn't he actually say that with Urban Meyer? Didn't Belichick, wasn't that? Like, there was like some sort of interview or something like that where he said the same thing where, you know, you get to a point where, you know, you want to coach the guys you want to coach. Or there's like a certain line in there, a certain phrasing of it. But yeah, I think, although, I mean, Belichick... They're very different, obviously, but Belichick was willing to take a chance on Josh Gordon and bring him in there. It's a little bit, you know, Antonio Brown,
but
again, everything's different.
I mean, for Josh Gordon's issues, indications are he
always
was
a
not
teammate.
A jerk.
Correct.
He was not a bad teammate. He has his issues, and
he evidently wasn't able
to beat them.
But Belichick will probably tell you the most important ability is availability, that whole line.
Yes, that's
true. So that's a guy that's not super dependable. But we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm not suggesting Pittsburgh would even trade him to New England because they wouldn't. But I'm curious to see what's going to happen with a couple of years left on his contract, what they decide to do with him.
And basically, if you're a GM in the National Football League and you know that Antonio Brown is trying to shoot his way out of town here.
Oh, you're not
offering
him
much at all. Don't you think like you've got the Pittsburgh Steelers over a barrel?
Yes, 100%. You're like, this guy's not going to, you know, like, and we just saw a player who was upset with you not play a whole season, and they were willing to do that. Could you see that again? I know he's not franchise tagged, so it's a different situation, but you never know what he might do.
According to Aditi Kinkambwala, and I have trouble saying her name.
Nicely done.
Well, it was...
Kikawala.
Oh, Rossi, please. You're going to correct him on that?
So one thing I know.
That's the one thing. Why do you know that? Why is that the one thing you know?
I watch a lot of TV.
Anyway, according to Aditi, she said on Twitter, multiple Pittsburgh teammates say they are done
with Antonio Brown. Well, then you're going to be 6-10 next year, would be my guess.
There is not a cap issue. If they cut him after June 1st.
It's a huge cap hit, though.
Before June 1st it is. After it goes down to like $7 million.
Okay.
It's 21 million before.
Okay.
After June 1st, it goes down to like 7 million, which is, you know, not insignificant, but you can overcome it.
If you had to choose as a Steeler fan, and I know you're not, nobody here is. Well, that's not true. They're everywhere. Would you rather have Ben Roethlisberger or Antonio Brown for the next 3 years? I'd rather have Antonio Brown. I think he's made Roethlisberger
probably,
more so than the other
I'd
way.
I'd probably rather have the quarterback just because he matters more.
He does, but I don't know how good he is without elite receivers, especially at this point. And Roethlisberger, like, every year is always like, well, this could be it for me. Like, you never know if he's going to be done at any point. He's always missing games, or at least missing parts of games due to injury. I'd rather take my chances with Antonio Brown and a young quarterback than Roethlisberger and whoever they get to replace Brown. Although they do a nice job drafting receivers. They're better than anybody.
Well. All right, back to the call. 617-779-7937. Mike's in Wakefield. Hey, Mike.
Gentlemen.
How are you?
Mike, Happy New Year.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Yes. All right. Now, you're going to laugh at me, and I want to take this into a different direction. as far as, you know, obviously Brady's only got a few years left on his contract. Maybe a few years left playing total, right? So what do you say to a potential trade with San Francisco, our good old buddies that we gifted Jimmy Garoppolo to, for that Nick Mullins kid? Give him a couple years behind Brady. He's already proven that he can play in the NFL. He's better than any backup that we have right now. And let's face it, the quarterback drafts, they're not looking good for the next couple of years.
No, they're not. Next year's draft looks bad, and maybe the top-rated guy, the kid from Oregon, is going back to school, so it's got it even worse. I don't hate the idea. Somebody said Nick Mullins before. I feel like I've heard that one. That's not that outside the box.
I guess I wonder, and I know that there's been a relationship between, you know, Lynch and Belichick, and they've done deals and all. But if I'm Lynch, don't I think I've got the perfect backup quarterback? Why would I wheel him out of there?
I'm definitely keeping him after what we've seen with Garoppolo. So he has an opportunity to start 4 games with the Patriots, can only start 2, gets hurt. First year as a starter, gets hurt early in the season, misses the whole year. I'm not in a rush to trade my backup quarterback. And if you're the Patriots, I'm not going to blow them away for Nick Mullins.
For a guy who's going to be your backup quarterback
for the next couple of years.
Peter King actually addressed this on our program last week.
What about Nick Mullins?
I mean, I don't know.
I just took him too far into the weeds.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
It didn't sound like Peter was overwhelmed by that possibility.
Oh, no. Nick Mullins. Nick Mullins was fine. I mean, you could do worse. I'd rather have Nick Mullins than Brian Hoyer or Danny Etling. But that shouldn't be the bar.
And I also don't see what incentive there is for John Lynch to trade him.
No, in fact, you should keep him at least for another year.
Mario's in Franklin. Hey, Mario.
Mario, you just turn the radio down. I'll put him on hold. A little bit of a delay.
Owen's in Westford. Hey, Owen.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year to you guys.
Thank you. You too.
I don't mean to get away from football, but I was just
watching
the Celtics the other night, and it seems like every time they play a team with talent, their lack of or guys that did good last year don't seem to have the same type of, I don't know, if it wasn't for Irving, they wouldn't be in some of these games.
I'll tell you what, it's not even
what you guys just say about it.
I agree with you, Owen. I can't believe
By the way, I'm not
this...
sure Kyrie Irving's going to play tonight either.
He's out. He's already out.
And I agree with everything Owen just said. By the way, your guy's not playing.
But I would say it's not just the teams with talent that they struggle against. They've had some really bad losses. You know, they had the 8-game winning streak, and he said, hey, I think they figured it out. Then they lose to Detroit and Phoenix before losing to Milwaukee. And you're like, all right, well, the Bucks are a really good team. They're playing really well. But Phoenix at home, like, that's inexcusable. The Spurs aren't the Spurs of days gone by. This is not a great Spurs team. They allowed 46 points in the third quarter on Monday. That's insane. And so
That's a lot, huh?
It's too many.
Too many
points to allow. So at this point, they're 21-15. They're fifth in the conference. That's ridiculous. That's inexcusable. And I don't know why. I keep waiting for it to get better. But what are they, 3-5 over their last 8 games? They have been a mess. And no Kyrie Irving tonight. That doesn't help any matters. They have a few games at home. I think it's like a 4-game homestand. Hopefully they can do some damage there. But I thought they were going to be a 60-win team. I thought they were going to be the top seed in the East. Now I think best-case scenario, they finished third in the conference by the time the year's up.
Follow Dale on Twitter at Dale E. Arnold. This is Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
A very quick hockey aside that doesn't involve the Bruins, actually. I wish they would do this more often. Tonight, the Ottawa Senators play the Vancouver Canucks. So this afternoon, they made a trade. They traded 2 players from each team to the other team. So tonight you're going to have four players in the game.
Oh, it's going to be
so
weird. Four
playing for the other team.
It's going to be bizarre for those guys.
Traded two guys from Vancouver to
the
Ottawa, two guys from Ottawa to Vancouver, and they're going to play against their former team tonight.
Didn't Doug Minkiewicz, didn't that happen in that trade?
Yeah.
Weren't they in Minnesota and he just like
walked
to the
down
other
the
side?
Hall.
Like, that's just bizarre.
That's what's going to happen tonight in the Ottawa-Vancouver game. By the way, for people who are wondering about the salary cap issue about Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Mike Garofalo writes about this. He says he has $14 million in cap from 2020 and 2021. Would accelerate into 2019. $15 million in cash and cap would come off. So, no, nothing cap-wise would stop the Steelers from dealing Antonio Brown.
Okay. So they could trade him, but the question is, could you get anything fair?
What's a team going to give you?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Amari Cooper, Oakland got a first-round pick for Amari Cooper. Now, he's younger.
Yep.
And so I don't know. But if you find a desperate team and let them know that Antonio Brown's available, even with these antics at the end of the season, I bet you could do okay. Not as much as, you know, had everything been going fine and you knew that he wasn't. I like how he's requested a trade, although Mike Tomlin denies those reports. So who really knows what the hell's going on? All I know is the Steelers missed the playoffs. It was really a win-win scenario last Sunday for me. Either my guy Baker Mayfield was going to lead a comeback and find a way to win, or they were going to lose and then thus knock the Pittsburgh Steelers out of the playoffs. It really was a nice little Sunday afternoon.
So somebody also tweeted out, by the way, that it is perhaps time to panic on the Antonio Brown Twitter account.
Panic?
He got a response that says, "Keep ballin', AB. Fun to watch you," with the 100 emoji from Tom Brady.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Now, that would be a guy that would extend Brady's career for at least another 4 years.
Antonio Brown responded, "What an honor from the GOAT himself. Amazing to witness and watch you six round guys," with the fist bump emoji.
I like that very much.
You guys are out of your minds now. If there's no zero chance that is Tom Brady.
Oh, I don't. Well,
you know,
so now we're back to the.
So
who,
now some
who
guy
his...
is just doing that on his own.
Absolutely.
No way.
You
not
think,
under
you
Brady's
some
name.
Guy,
you're
and all of a sudden, Tom Brady goes, "Wait a minute! I don't want to do this."
No, he probably like was in a conversation with his peoples, and he said something like, "Oh yeah, that's great. I like Antonio Brown. Oh, Tom, do you mind if I post something?" Yeah, go ahead.
Now, some of his recent, I disagree with you on that. Some of his the recent people that he has followed on Twitter, Antonio Brown. How about Jimmy Garoppolo, George Kittle, and Adrian Colbert, who all play for the 49ers?
Now, I should also point out to you, by
thinking
the way,
emoji.
That Tom Brady posted this on September 12th.
Oh.
This was not now.
Well, that's, come on, Dale.
Well, I was trying to
that's
play with you a little bit.
That's a pretty significant detail there.
He posted it at 8:02 p.m. on September 12th.
Of what year?
This year.
Okay.
And then Antonio Brown
last year,
responded
right?
at 11. Yeah, that's
come
true.
On, we're having,
sorry
we're
about
having
that.
Some fun here. 2019.
You know, and then Antonio Brown responded like 3 hours later.
All right.
But well, it's you know, the, oh my God, the Patriots always end up with all the best players.
Would be amazing. Would
Is
be
it
amazing.
Possible they could bring that guy.
No, you would need like the double trade. You would need like him to go to another, because the Steelers wouldn't trade him to the Patriots straight up. But if they traded him to another team, and then that team later on was like, "All right, we'll deal him," and then that's how you could get him. But it's not going to happen.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Let's try Mario in Franklin again. Hey, Mario.
Hey, Dale. How you doing?
Doing great.
Big fan of yours. I think my daughter is a student of your daughter. I think.
Oh, nice.
Franklin.
Oh, that's great. Small world.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm just talking about the why you think I disagree with you with Tom Brady not being you know, eligible for the Super Bowl. He should be.
What? You mean the Pro Bowl?
I mean the Pro Bowl, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. Eligible, yes.
He's,
I just don't
think,
I don't think he's good enough this year.
Well, yeah, but you guys are just going on stats and stuff. His leadership for any other quarterback.
They're not looking for leadership
yeah,
in the Pro Bowl.
Usually leadership.
So, but anyways,
you don't. So how do you, how was Andrew Luck's leadership this year?
Yeah, Andrew Luck was, you know, great leadership. He's got the numbers and everything.
Right.
But if
it's a good combo.
If any other quarterback was playing for the Patriots, they wouldn't even make the playoffs.
No,
but they're not.
Know how good he is. That's not my point. My point is the Pro Bowl is who's had the best year at that position,
right.
And I don't think he's had one of the two best years at the quarterback position in the AFC this
year. One of the three.
Yeah, but how many guys in the past have made it for you know, shouldn't even be in there that made it just because of the
record. Yeah, we're talking about this, though. Doesn't make it right.
Patrick Mahomes, Philip Rivers, Andrew Luck.
He's not going, by the way.
And maybe Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he and he won't go.
No, I know, but still,
he shouldn't go.
Right.
No, I know. By the way, we're talking about social media and what it means.
Were we? That sounds like a deep,
deep
conversation to have.
Antonio Brown just unfollowed the Steelers on Instagram.
Boom.
And followed the 49ers.
He's all in on the 49ers because George Kittle tweeted at him, the great tight end for them.
I saw that, yeah.
He tweeted at him a while ago, and then they were going back and forth a little bit. He's following Garoppolo. That looks like his next destination. Antonio Brown to the Niners.
By the way, that Brady response to Antonio back in September, and it was September 12th, but Antonio Brown screenshotted it and posted it today.
Oh, my God. Now he's just messing with people.
Hey, now he's just...
He and
James Harrison are three tequila shots deep into this thing.
Well, I don't blame him for that either. I would like to see this video.
To the video, Antonio. Enough of this screenshots.
No, they're saving it for prime time. Their Instagram video at 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Don't you think? No?
No, I'm sure. Great. But what are they doing together right now?
What are they doing? Probably just, scripting it.
Hanging around following 49ers?
Maybe. Maybe they're seeing if George Kittle wants to join them on the show. Maybe he will.
He might.
Yeah.
Joe's on the cell phone. Hey, Joe.
What's up, gentlemen?
How are you?
A lot of good stuff today. Hey, listen, one of your last few callers was talking about San Francisco and the Patriots doing something. I think he was on the right track. What about the Patriots trade up for the second pick of the draft and get one of those top flight quarterbacks? I know that you personally, Keith, don't think that the college draft pool is going to be all that good, or maybe not even so much this year, but they got a lot of compensatory picks. They got plenty of stuff that they could wheel and deal with. That second pick in the draft could pull off something that they could definitely use going forward. I mean, as far as the quarterback's concerned, I disagree with you that the class is that bad, where the second pick wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is there a guy specifically that you like? I'm curious, just because I've really just read a lot of guys once they've started to come up with their stuff, and it's not very good. And Justin Herbert was the Oregon quarterback, was the top-ranked guy of most people's lists, and he's going back to school for his senior year. So it doesn't look great. Like Will Greer, I guess, but I don't know.
Will Greer sounds nice, but there's another guy. He's got a funny last name. I think it's... God, I can't remember his damn name. But there's some guys with good size, good speed, good overall mobility, ability to throw the ball. I know that there's available guys who could do the job. And, I mean, with it being underneath the tutelage of Tom Brady for even just maybe 1 year, I mean, it's going to serve him a lot of good. I think that it would work out for him very well.
It seems like this was the class to do that in. And maybe they tried. There were the reports about Mayfield. There's whatever. But between Mayfield and Josh I didn't like Josh Allen, but Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold. It seems like this was a much better quarterback
draft
class
than this
one. The two
that I liked were Mayfield and Darnold.
Yeah.
Those were the two that I liked, and they were the two that I thought performed the best. Now, I wonder about Baker Mayfield, just going off the reservation at some point. He does seem a bit of a free spirit, which I know you applaud.
Love it.
You like that.
Love a free spirit. Yeah, the top, not to bog it down with the draft talk, but the top-ranked guys or Will Greer from West Virginia, Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State, Drew Locke from Missouri, Daniel Jones from Duke, Ryan Finley from NC State. That does not sound like a very good
draft
class.
Stop me when you name a name that
it might be one of those ones where nobody really deserves to be a first-round pick, but some desperate team just can't afford to let it slip by. Like if Mel Kiper and all those guys do their top 50 best players, one of them might not even be a quarterback.
Michael's in Hull. Hey, Michael.
Michael.
Hey, how are you?
We're great.
How are you?
Excellent. I'm doing great. I just, long time. I've been listening since 1998. My question is, and maybe I'm going off the rails here, but I've been watching a lot of football. Baker Mayfield is the real deal. He's going to be there for a long, long time.
I agree.
What is the possibility that, we've had a lot of interactions between the Patriots and the Browns, that they give up a ton of picks for Baker Mayfield, because I just think he by far is the future.
Why would Cleveland do that, Michael?
Why would they do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
No, why?
Yeah, why is that?
Just just because, like, Baker Mayfield is,
Michael,
you know.
Michael.
Yeah.
He was the number one overall pick in the draft last year, and he had a really good rookie season.
And he's going to be rookie of the year.
And this is a franchise that has gone through about 2,000 quarterbacks over the last 10 years. Do you think they would let him go for anything?
And that, and I agree. And that's my question. Would the Browns ever give up?
Why would they? No. You got to ask yourself, why would they do that? Why would they even consider it? They would. They wouldn't.
They wouldn't do it.
They would not. They would not.
Yeah. Okay, I think we've settled it. Well done, Keith.
That's like the now the trade talk actually makes more sense. But like 5 years ago, when Celtics fans were like, "What about Anthony Davis?" And you're like, "Well, why would they trade him right now?"
And the answer is
they wouldn't. They just drafted Mayfield. They have his rights for a while. I think he is going to be good, and I think the Browns are going to be solid for a few years.
617. I'm not going to give you the number.
No, because not after that one.
What else you got is coming up next. I may have a couple of weird things.
Is that
for you.
Right?
Dale? I might have a couple. All right. It's coming up next. Sports Radio WEEI.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
All right, it's time to give you a couple of things that we didn't get to throughout the course of the program.
What else you got?
Why, so much better in rehearsal.
What else you got, Dale?
The first one is addressed to Lucy.
Oh.
Lucy did a video on WEEI.com today basically taking Notre Dame to task.
Is that right?
For running out of beer during the Winter Classic yesterday. Well, Notre Dame has responded.
To Lucy?
Well, I'm not sure if it was specifically
directly
to Lucy.
That's pretty good.
It said,
nice job, Lucy.
Notre Dame said, quote, "We never ran out of beer.
Oof.
Stands were restocked as beer was sold, but per agreement with the NHL, and is normal at most sporting events, no beer was sold after the second period. Thus, again, it may have looked to the casual observer that there was no more beer, but that wasn't the case. In fact, we're returning beer to the distributor today."
Okay, well, looks can be deceiving.
So much beer, we're returning some. Yeah.
Well, they sold a lot of beer, I can promise you.
They did.
Are you kidding? Have you seen Bruins fans?
I would hope so.
Let me just give the National Hockey League a slap about the head and shoulders.
What else you got?
Oh, there it is.
Hi.
Funny how that works out.
Hi.
So, Alexander Ovechkin, the incredibly talented superstar for the Washington Capitals, announced today that he will skip the All-Star weekend in San Jose.
Right.
He wants to take advantage of the bye week that's attached to that.
He had
for
a
the
long
Capitals.
Off-season, as we know.
He did. He says he wants to get healthy. He says, "My body needs a rest." He's 33 years old, played in all 33 games this season.
Hold on a second. We still have a few more minutes.
45 points and all that. So he says he's not going to play.
Yeah.
So the NHL confirmed that they will suspend him for a game.
Oh, that's dumb.
Either the game before or the game after the All-Star break, the NHL instituted an automatic one-game suspension for players who choose not to participate except in cases of injury. Stay out of
that's
this.
That's so dumb. So what do you want to do, fake an injury? Like,
yeah,
give me a break.
Oh,
like,
yeah, my
I can't go.
Hurt.
I can't
no,
go.
Instead, he's truthful.
Right.
Says, you know, I want to be ready for the second half. I got to get my body, you know, prepared
so
for the second
half. So it's a punishment
half.
For him making the All-Star.
Yeah, so now the NHL says, well, that's fine, but we're going to suspend you for a game.
Oh, that's so
God,
dumb.
God, they're stupid.
That's so stupid. There's going to be enough stars there to play. Like, give me a break. Imagine if they did that for the Pro Bowl. Like, you have to play in the Pro Bowl. There, nobody would play
no,
week one.
No,
be
I
like,
can't.
Nobody like, sorry, can't do it. All right, well, you're suspended. All right, well, what else I got?
What else
thanks
you
for
got?
Asking. Well, we lost a legend today. That would be WWE Hall of Famer, one of the great interviewers of our time, or any time.
One of the great journalists, according to Jim the Wrestling Goon.
Jim the Wrestling Goon was right. He could get stuff out of the guys or gals that he was interviewing that nobody else could.
No.
That would be Mean Gene Okerlund, who passed away today at the age of 76.
At this time, we'll not forget. I'm talking about the former Intercontinental Champion of the World, Macho Man
nothing
Randy.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing
means nothing. Man.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
More. I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream will rise to the top, boy.
Then they can have that conversation
and they're both
in heaven.
Gone.
They can
they're
have
both
that conversation
not with us
in heaven.
Anymore.
They can pick that up.
But no one, no
what
backstage.
Mean nothing means nothing.
No backstage interview in the history of any sport could have got that out of the Macho Man.
I don't think so.
Except it. That's exactly what Macho Man was supposed
to
do.
Dale, I don't know about
what
that.
What are you talking about?
I feel like Mean Gene asked the right questions. Like, he knew what buttons to
get
press.
That?
Yes.
Okay.
Some of the best ever interviews were done with Mean Gene. You got to admit that.
I will say this. The wrestling Twitter sphere is just gone crazy today.
Well, yeah. I
mean, with the passing of Mean Gene.
You don't like to lose that wrong.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. No. I mean, Jason Rossi hasn't tweeted yet, but he will as
he
soon
will.
As
in fact, there's probably going to be a whole Rossi on Wrestling podcast just being devoted added. To being Mean added, Gene. Yeah. The Mean Gene episode.
Well, it's not going to be a full episode.
Yeah, okay. But put it, it might develop into one.
Could be.
You know, you start telling those great stories about Mean Gene Okerlund.
You get started, you can't
stop.
It's
timeless. Yeah.
It's great to be back today. Good to see all you guys again.
Great start to the year, everybody.
We will be back again tomorrow, and OMF is coming up next. But first, we have to say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Goodbye.